Welcome to Israel 18 News at 5 p.m. Here's your hourly briefing. Today is a warm day across Israel, with clear skies over Jerusalem and comfortable temperatures in Tel Aviv. In Haifa, a gentle breeze makes for a pleasant afternoon. Here are today's headlines. First, in response to the rocket launches last night, IDF attacked in southern Lebanon. Walla reports this action focused on Kerbat Salam and Tulin, following Hezbollah's ceasefire violation. Also, Katz stated that Israel is waiting for a U.S. green light to strike Iran. Ynet earlier disclosed the IDF uncovered a Hezbollah tunnel beneath a clothing store near Metula. Also this hour, a violent night unfolded in Tel Aviv. Mariv details that a teenager was stabbed with a screwdriver on Arlozorov Street, with the attackers fleeing the scene. Separately, N12 reveals that Prime Minister Netanyahu's medical report came 2 months late. It disclosed he had surgery for prostate cancer. And finally, a report from Forward highlights a fragile refuge in Tel Aviv's bus station for those with nowhere else to go during the war. Here's what people are saying online. Osin613, an open-source intelligence analyst, shared that Trump insists Iran must stop funding Hezbollah for a deal with the U.S. Al-Arabiya Eng reported that the Kuwait army confirmed 2 drones launched from Iraq targeted northern border posts. No casualties were reported. Ia Fishberger noted that a Title VI civil rights investigation has opened into NYC public schools over a specific group. Let's go deeper. Starting with the IDF's actions in southern Lebanon, according to Walla, this strike follows Hezbollah's ceasefire breach last night. The targeted regions are known Hezbollah strongholds. This escalation could strain the already tense relations between Israel and Lebanon, with potential regional repercussions. Turning to Katz's remarks on Iran, Ynet highlighted that Israel awaits U.S. approval for a possible strike on Iran. The discovery of a Hezbollah tunnel near Metula adds to the tension. This development underscores the complex geopolitical dynamics involving Israel, Iran, and the United States. Meanwhile, a violent incident unfolded in Tel Aviv. Mariv reports that 2 teenagers were attacked by a group, 1 stabbed with a screwdriver. This incident raises concerns about safety and youth violence in urban areas. In a related development, N12 provided insight into Netanyahu's health. The Prime Minister underwent surgery for prostate cancer, but the delay in disclosing this raises questions about transparency. Political stability might be affected if health issues impact Netanyahu's leadership. Lastly, Forward brings to light the conditions beneath Tel Aviv's bus station. It's a refuge for those displaced by conflict, illustrating the humanitarian challenges within the city. This situation highlights the ongoing social impact of regional unrest. Turning to business and markets. First, Walla Business discusses an 18% price increase on a basic product over 3 years. This highlights inflation concerns affecting everyday consumers in Israel. Separately, CTEC reports that the AI boom is shifting investments from software to hardware. This trend signals a significant focus on technological infrastructure in Israel. And finally, Israel Hayom Business reveals that Meta will lay off about 6,000 employees. This is part of a broader job cut strategy affecting nearly 8,000 workers, reflecting the cost of the AI revolution. You've been listening to Israel 18 News on Friday. Our next update is at 6 p.m. Stay safe. This bulletin was generated using AI based on publicly available information. Please verify key details independently.